This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So, Danny, I saw this headline. I thought, okay, these are always fun and interesting. Let's see how I feel about it. Let's bounce this off old Danny Hutier, see where he comes in on this.
Mm-hmm.
So the headline from the New York Post is, rude couple bans bartender from putting out tacky tip jar at wedding. Quote from the couple, or someone in the couple, I would be horrified if you asked my guest for tips. Okay? So to read from this story then.
Huh.
Gratuity was included in the contract. Don't lie. Asking guests to tip is tacky. I guess I skipped a couple paragraphs.
Okay.
But that's an important note.
That is an important context.
I'm doing this thing where this is the worst website I've ever seen. If more things could pop up, then maybe I could read one sentence at a time.
You're not supposed to do that.
I mean, my God, the pop-ups on some of these sites is out of control. But anyway, here's what
the
story.
And then they yell at you like, hey, disable your ad blocker, man. Disable it.
But it's not even pop-ups. It's like they're
the autoplay videos.
Their crawl
things.
Drops down.
Sucks.
It's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty standard to leave a cash tip for bartenders at weddings, especially if it's an open bar. However, a young bartender named Hannah so-and-so revealed in a TikTok video captioned, this labor isn't free, people, that she supposedly was not allowed by a couple to put out a tip jar at their wedding that she was working. The video said so much, yet so little at the same time, but enough to spark a fierce debate on tipping at weddings in the comment section. I wouldn't want my guests to feel obligated to spend any money at my wedding. That is tacky, one commenter suggested. Gratuity was included in the contract. Don't lie. Asking guests to tip is tacky. The girl that posted the video felt compelled to post a follow-up video in response to thousands of opinionated comments she received. She said, I got an hourly wage from the venue. The bride and groom are not hiring me to be a private bartender at their wedding, so that's why I usually have a tip jar. I don't get gratuity in my hourly wage, she explained. I'm not signing a contract. I just work for the venue, and the bride and groom just said I couldn't have a tip jar. So, when I read this, my first thought was, her having a tip jar is perfectly reasonable. If somebody wants to tip, they should tip. And if they don't want to tip, they shouldn't. It's not like she's pointing to the jar every time someone comes over or going,
yeah, it's not like when you buy like a $4 latte, and it, like, in order to check out,
right?
It's like, here's the tip, you should leave. You know,
it's one of those things, it's almost like a chair in the room. It's furniture. You don't even notice. To me, when I go up to a bar at a nice venue, certainly at a wedding, some kind of event like that, there is often a tip jar. It's not like done like my kid made it with some like piece of paper and red marker and says tip or something. It just sits there. It's a cup and there's a couple bucks in it, or you could drop something in. And when someone's making me a drink, if I have ones, normally when I'm going to an event like that, you try to get a couple of ones knowing it's open bar, and you'll tip as you go. Now, if they had paid this person 20% on top of whatever fee there is to have a bartender, I could understand some annoyance to say, hey, buddy, I already gave you 20%.
Yeah, come on.
I don't need you now asking my guests for tips while you're making them their drinks. The whole reason I'm paying you good money and tipping you is so that they're not bothered. But that's not what happened here at all. So I am team bartender here.
So the only thing, the only question I have is, was this understood beforehand? Because if we get to the night of and the wedding planner or the bride
HBO
or somebody
show starring Riz Ahmed.
Yeah. And John Turturro with like weird feet. If like you're, if someone's coming up and yelling at you. Thank you. If someone's coming up and yelling at you, no tip jars, and it wasn't previously discussed, I don't love that. But to me, if it's a condition of, hey, if you'd like to do the wedding, we don't want that at our wedding for whatever reason. Right, then you got your choice to, well, I don't want to work it, right? But you see what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
If that's a condition up front, to me, what I don't like is the audible. I don't like, this is, I usually have this, is that a problem? Nobody thought about it. And you come running up saying that I'm ruining your wedding.
Yeah.
You got to put that away. It's like, well, we didn't talk about
so
that.
So my guess is, I don't know, it doesn't say it in the story. I would imagine this is something that was not discussed beforehand, right? And that this person works these weddings. She says she's hired by the venue, really doesn't deal with the bride and groom much. It's not like they hire her or have anything to do with
her. Yeah, they contract with the venue, and the venue has their own.
So then Danny Hutier is the groom at the wedding, and he sees this tip jar on the counter, and he's going, uh-uh, I'm paying $80,000 for this wedding, you know, whatever, out the door, and a lot of money for this venue.
Yeah, our guests have come a long way, spent a lot of money themselves.
I don't need this tacky jar asking for $5. But if you were to pick a side, I'm team bartender here. I got no problem with the tip jar. Where's Danny Ruye?
If I have to, I guess I'd be team couple. But not,
you
not,
would be.
Yeah, like, because again, it's how you want it, man. It's like your special thing. It's like you do this in theory. You do it once. It's like there's the one time it's your wedding.
But this is not a vendor you contracted. That doesn't matter at all?
Right. That's why I would say, like, it's not something I'd
like, let's
go
say
to the mat for.
You did, right. You didn't negotiate it beforehand in any way. You went to them and they said, we've got a bartender who will be available. She's going to make great drinks, whatever. And you're like, excellent. The tip thing doesn't come up. And then you see it. You're probably not going out of your way to tell her to remove the tip.
No, I'm not going to cause a scene at my wedding or whatever.
Would you say anything?
I would. So what we did, we had and here's why I bring this up. We had a day of wedding planner person. As opposed to like a full wedding planner, it was cheaper. And I would say to the day of wedding planner, like, hey, I don't love that. Like, is there a way to do something about that? Just that I don't want my guests to feel who've come all this way and spent all this money at one of these expensive hotels where we got folks staying and this, that, and the other. I don't want that out of control. Maybe we can do something to make her whole on the back end. Like, maybe we can offer a couple $100 to make it more worth her while. But I don't love that tip jar out there. I might have done something to that effect. And if the answer was no, then so be it. That's the thing that you'll notice that no one else will care about at your wedding, because you are so intimately involved in planning every detail of it.
How many
you
people
see things
that go up to the bar are bothered by a tip jar, by the way?
Again, not that many.
Don't you agree with me? It's furniture in the room. Like,
yeah,
it's ubiquitous at almost every counter you go up to order ever. It's just that they're, you know, I go up to Five Guys and it's just sitting
there.
It's just a tip jar.
I mean, so to everybody else who goes to a wedding, the stupid chicken dance or what's not this time? Those stupid songs that suck so much, the choreographed dances, it's just what you do. To me, it's like nails on a chalkboard. I have hatred. Don't play that at my thing. So my point is, I've got things that I want or don't want at my day, or like my bride and I's day, at our special thing. And so it may seem weird and quirky to those on the outside, but it's their deal, right? So I'm with you. I mean, I'm not offended by the tip jar. It wouldn't bother me at all. I would just either tip or not tip, and I'll be fine. But if it really bothered them, I have some empathy there. Not much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.